Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hi, this is Dr. Andy Barlow with the Chiropractic Physician Center of Tupelo and author of the number one best-selling book, The Codebreaker. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Then call my office at 662-844-1414 and order my new book, The Codebreaker.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey, hey, folks. Welcome to In a Mississippi Minute. I'm Steve Azar. Glad to be with you guys, as always. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate you. And go to visit Mississippi.org so you can appreciate me when you go. There's a lot of cool things to do right here. That's just right in your own backyard. Okay, today we're celebrating a lady who has entertained the world at her establishment in Nashville since, well, I graduated high school. And that's all you're getting. Founder of the famed Bluebird Cafe in Music City. And her stage has been a vehicle to getting found, lifting the ones on their way up, celebrating the ones that finally got there, and of course, keeping the ones on top. If you've never been to a Bluebird Cafe, you haven't heard the song in its most honest form. Our Mississippi will be adding to the celebration, screening the Bluebird movie with our guest and Women in the Round, moderating a discussion Sunday afternoon, April 18th, and then a show on Monday, April 19th. And our very own and my pal, Grammy-winning songwriter Trisha Walker, 1/4 of this groundbreaking, well, the Women in the Round, that pretty much says it all. And those wonderful ladies will be playing their hits, taking the stage, and doing their thing. More to come, but the good news is this will be the first in-person event at the Grammy Museum since, well, we all know how long it's been. So let's get to it in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio with one wonderfully soulful lady who's been a big difference and contribution to all of us songwriters' lives. And get ready for the stories. I hope she's going to tell them. The Bluebird Cafe's Amy Kirkland. Hey there, Amy.
Hey, Steve. What a wonderful introduction. Thank you very much.
I'm a little bit sideways. But, you know, I do these interviews in the morning, and it airs at 1 in most markets in the state. So by then, they're probably going, why isn't Steve all the way there yet? Well, because the coffee hasn't all the way kicked in, or like my buddy Neil Cody, who you know, Neil, he's already had 14 cups of coffee and chewed chocolate-covered coffee beans, so he's already wired and ready to roll. But it's great to have you on, and you know, I think first, let's just talk about what you've endured the last year. You know, we as musicians and songwriters, we think that it's always going to be there, the work, and you obviously have been a place, a centerpiece for the world, not just Music City, but the whole world knows about the Bluebird Cafe, basically as much as they know about the Mississippi's blues, the Delta blues. And I know you probably never look at in the rearview mirror and go, oh, look what I've done, or look what's happened, or look what I've seen, or been a part of, because that's not your nature. But this past year, like when it all just went sideways, I mean, how's it been for you?
Well, you know, I love live music and I love songwriters. And first, I just missed getting the chance to see it and hear it for myself. And of course, then there has been the additional pain of watching so many live entertainers, you know, not having a way to make a living. And the Bluebird is, you know, we are all about supporting songwriters, and to see them not have the Bluebird, as well as their touring and everything else, it's been very hard. The Bluebird itself has been dark for over a year. We've had a few wonderful special events, including the opportunity to host the Academy of Country Music Awards both last year and coming up, actually that same day, April 18th. different time of the day, so people can do both. And so Erica Willem Nichols, who's running the Bluebird now, has done a fantastic job keeping the Bluebird present and doing the very best she can to provide opportunities for songwriters to still be heard. But it's hard to watch.
Yeah. We're talking to Amy Kirkland, founder of the Bluebird Cafe. Amy, so, well, virtually wise, have you guys, I mean, first of all, we both know it's not just that you can't hear a pin drop when folks are playing the respect that they have to have. It's almost like you can hear air drop. You know what I mean? Like, it's another level. Like, if air was to hit the ground, that's what, now I'm not talking wind, I'm talking air. That's how quiet it gets and respectful.
I agree. I've heard some shows or some songs during shows where I thought nobody has been breathing for 4 minutes.
Yeah.
How are they doing that?
I know. Well, everybody's scared. First of all, I remember first going in and looking around going like, oh my gosh, you can't move a muscle. Like, you can't think about moving a muscle. You got to be quiet. But did that whole concept start with, first of all, let's go back to Trisha and the women in the round in the beginning, and with Pam and her, and what did that start with them? Was there a such thing as In the Round before the Bluebird Cafe?
Well, I mean, I can't take responsibility or claim, you know, credit for the fact that cavemen probably like to sit around and, you know, clap and sing together in a circle. I didn't invent that, but we certainly invented charging money to see it. and I'll tell you that it was Don Schlitz and Fred Knobloch who came up
Mississippi.
With the concept.
Yeah.
You know, Don Schlitz, who wrote The Gambler.
Yeah.
Fred Knobloch, big hits for Faith Hill and various other artists. They just came in one Sunday night. They'd been playing up on stage for a long time, and they said, wouldn't it be cool if we just sat in a circle with the audience around us like we're in the living room? And, you know, Monday morning I woke up, and luckily I wasn't so hungover from that conversation that I didn't remember. So we decided to try it and never turned back. And those guys, Don and Fred and Tom Schuyler and Paul Overstreet, another Mississippi guy, did it for about a year. And then I get a call from Trisha, and she said, I'm not putting up with this. It cannot just be for the boys. I want to do this with the women.
Love it.
And love Trisha's music, and I knew Ashley Cleveland.
Yeah, Ashley.
Karen Staley, and then, you know, you throw Pam Tillis into the thing, and you've got a great show. Now, Pam's not coming down for that show that we're doing.
Kathy's playing.
We have a wonderful substitute in Kathy Matea, who also has a long history with the Bluebird.
Wow. You know, Paul, you two of your four, you know that, with Freddie. I've obviously written with Freddie a few times and love him so much. But, you know, two of your four there are from Mississippi. I just want you to know that. That's not bad.
Well, I will tell you, I think Mississippi has some of the greatest songwriters in the world. I mean, you all had Paul Davis, which is
God. Did he ever play the Bluebird?
Oh, yes, numerous times. He and Paul Overstreet were the very close friends, and he would come in and play with them, either as a special guest or as part of the show.
Oh, man.
I loved Paul. So I would put Mississippi up against the Texas songwriters.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm sure that I'd hear a lot of back talk from the Texans, but of course that's what they do.
Yeah. Sort of take me back to how the Bluebird happened.
I love food. I love cooking. I love to go to restaurants. And so I thought that what I would be was a chef or a restaurant owner. But I was dating a guy who played guitar. And, you know, they are very, you can't say no to a guy who plays guitar. And he said, why don't you put in a stage and me and my friends will all come play there. So when I was building this restaurant, I put in a stage. And for the very first year, we got some people who were on their way up and some people who had been famous. Don Everly played there, and Kathy Matea was just making her career, but it was really quite a mixed bag of what kind of music we had, and there were a lot of complaints that it was too loud. And then somebody came in and did a writer's night. I remember for sure that Kevin Welch, one of those Texas songwriters, actually Oklahoma, was on it, and it was just perfect. It wasn't too loud. It was, that was what you said, you couldn't hear a pin drop, and you couldn't hear anybody breathe.
Yeah.
I just said, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And within a few years, I let go of the lunch business and started booking more and more music. And some of those musicians, Don Schlitz is kind of the godfather of the Bluebird. He just kept bringing in his friends to play.
Wow.
And didn't take long between Fred Knobloch and the Sweethearts of the Rodeo and Vince Gill and all his buddies to where I got to know them, too, and really appreciate what they do. There is nothing so precious as hearing a songwriter tell the story of the girl left or the dog came or the truck broke down and then turn it into a song, and suddenly you hang on every word. And good songwriters make every word important. So over the years, I devoted more and more of my effort towards celebrating songwriters. And the songwriters got attention and got record deals and all that sort of thing. And then the Bluebird got press. And it just worked out to be a win-win-win kind of a situation. And I'm so glad that that is the direction my life and the Bluebird's life took.
Well, we're talking to Amy Kirkland. You're in the Mississippi Minute. And that's what you call win-win-win is honest, honest, honest. And when you put them all together in one pot, it's the best food we'll ever eat. We're in a Mississippi Minute. I'm Steve Azar. Bluebird Cafe. I know all my listeners, I know you guys have all been there, heard about it, read about it, wanted to go there. If you haven't, it's a bucket list kind of thing. For sure in Nashville and musically globally, you're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
In Central Mississippi, contact Generator Technologies at 601-862-3419. That's 601-862-3419 or online at generator-tec.com.
Ridgeland Medical Clinic is a proud sponsor of the Gallo Radio Show. Conveniently located in Ridgeland off Highway 51 North in the Oak Place Shopping Center. Call them to see Jody Adams today.
If your vehicle is ever damaged in a collision, please listen carefully. At Clinton Body Shop, we are OEM factory certified with more than 20 national and international manufacturers. In fact, we are Central Mississippi's only Volvo certified auto body repair shop, and we are the first BMW certified independent repair facility in the southern region. And our Richland location is Mississippi's only Subaru certified repair facility. Look, if some of the most prestigious automakers in the world certify Clinton Body Shop, shouldn't you choose them for your repair? Clinton Body Shop in Clinton and Richland. Certified by the company that made your car to repair your car with OEM factory parts. Go to ClintonBodyShop.com. It's about your family's safety and your car's value. That's ClintonBodyShop.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Will Umflett with Capital Dental. We at Capital Dental want you to be confident in a bright and healthy smile that you can be proud of. We provide teeth whitening to brighten your smile. Book your appointment today at CapitalDentalInc.com. Capital Dental, located in Northeast Jackson on Lakeland Drive.
Hey, this is Jimmy Primos at the range in Gluckstadt. Once again, our Second Amendment rights are under attack by a group of Washington politicians. Right now, we have a large selection of ARs and other popular self-defense firearms in stock. We also have a good supply of ammunition at the best prices in the area. Finally, many of you have asked me if my wife Jane had a problem with me talking about her on our commercials. She must like them because the other day she complimented me. She said I had the perfect face for radio. I hope to see you soon at the range.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Amy Kirkland, my guest today and in a Mississippi Minute. She's probably wondering, why are you doing this, Steve? And second of all, I will explain that to her in a second. And third of all, visit Mississippi.org, the place you got to go to check out what you can do next. So many wonderful things to do here right in our state. Now, we're talking Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, Bluebird Cafe, and the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio today for sure with founder Amy Kirkland. And we are getting the scoop. I love it. Amy, when did it go from, you know, Slitz and our boy Freddie and Paul and everybody kind of doing maybe a night of music? When did it go to slots? Like, did you go, well, first of all, I love the fact that you blew off lunch because you're thinking, I can stay up late with these crazy musicians and my crazy husband that plays guitar and all this, and I can sleep in. Although, I'm wondering if you ever do sleep in, but when did it turn into like, okay, I get to do the 6 o'clock show or whatever at the Bluebird, and then when do you start? Like, I know there are earlier shows now, but when did the slot start?
You're exactly right. You know, when we opened up in 1982, we had the lunch business, and it was, you know, sort of a neighborhood flowered tablecloth, tuna salad, chicken salad place. And then as soon as lunch was over, we would whip those flowered tablecloths off and put up big speakers, and suddenly we were a loud music club. And over those first 5 years, when we did that first writer's night, I just started to wonder, how do I think about this business? And I actually took a class at our local community college, Nashville State Community College, and what they taught me was, don't try to be all things to all people. Figure out what you are and what you want to do. And I thought, I want to help the songwriters. I want to do this with the songwriters. And abandoned the lunch business, added the 6 o'clock slot for the up-and-coming writers, which is great. We had already started doing open mic shows for songwriters on Monday. We had the Sunday night songwriters auditions. And so what we ended up creating was a plan for a songwriter that got off the bus in Nashville and didn't know what to do, how they could go from nobody's ever heard me and I don't even know if my songs are any good, through playing on an open mic, meeting friends, co-writers, maybe even a girlfriend, playing on a Sunday night and being seen, to, somebody thinks I'm pretty good, I'm going to get to be part of something for 2 hours at 6 o'clock during the week. And then maybe a publisher would come down and hear them play, and maybe somebody would get a publishing deal and maybe get a song recorded. And before you know it, they're playing on the 9 o'clock show. And we are all so excited to have seen that happen.
Yeah.
For some people that took 6 months, for some people it took 5 years, for some people it hasn't happened yet. But along the way, their love of music and their desire to write songs has been celebrated, not criticized. You know, everybody from the staff at the Bluebird to the audiences to the other writers are pulling for them all the way. It's a joy to watch somebody go through that process up to including getting awards. But it's joyful to watch somebody who hasn't gotten that good yet still loving to get out and play and give them the opportunity to do that.
Right. Right. And just seeing the trip that you've been able to experience, the voyage of somebody that started at 6 o'clock and made it to your late show, and just the world changed for them. You know what I mean? There has to be a diary full of names. And I want to talk about some of that, but I'm sitting here trying to understand when The Gambler was being played in the Bluebird. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think about iconic songs for us all. You're like, that's like, I mean, on a warm summer's eve. I mean, are you kidding? You're sitting there, every memory of your dad playing it in the car, you know, in the back of the station wagon. I mean, you see it all. But I just think that just says it all about the Bluebird Cafe. There's so much history that's just constantly being just put in a blender constantly and just churning it out like over and over. But like 6 o'clock, take me to like, you feel like, oh man, Was there ever been someone that just showed up in particular that played and you go, oh, no brainer?
Oh, so many of them. Current day, I mean, you can start with Garth Brooks and Taylor Swift. I mean, both of them were 6 o'clock writers. They were, fresh off the boat writers. And those careers went soaring up the charts.
Yeah.
Or you can look at other people where it took a little bit longer. I'm thinking about Don Schlitz. You were telling that story. And Don had been around before the Bluebird opened that actually had already had The Gambler on the charts. But we got him to come down and play at the Bluebird, and nobody came. Nobody knew who he was. His wife worked at a Japanese restaurant, so the Japanese staff of that restaurant would come down, and my staff would be there, and it would be empty. And then over time, it just grew and grew, and Don wrote more hits, and like I said, he brought in his friends. For years, he did something called Don for a Dollar, where he only charged $1 to come see him, and then he gave that money away. Now Don Schlitz is on the calendar. You're going to sell out that show in a minute.
Yeah.
Of course, all the shows, of course, we've been closed for a year, but when we reopen a Don Schlitz show, he could probably work a week straight and sell out.
Like Bob Seger in Detroit.
Exactly right.
I love it. My lineage, I came in late. I was 27 years old. And my lineage started, I look back at my mentors and my publishing deals and the people that had to happen in my life. And it starts at Rick Sanjak. It goes Roger Murrah, Mark Allen Springer, Rafe Van Hoy, Keith Stegall, and David Conrad. And if I put all them together, that had to be my journey before anything sort of happened. Now, Rafe, between Rafe and Keith is how Waiting on Joe and Monday, and I Don't Have to Be Mute on Monday and all that. But during this whole process, there was one guy that was constant in my life, and I know you loved him, and we miss him so much, and I think about him all the time. I mean, he was my day in and day out. Basically, when I took him on the road with me to play bass. If we ever got flashed, he'd hit a clanker on the bass note. I said, AJ, you can't. It was AJ Masters, and I know you loved AJ. Just incredible. But I think about my journey and the importance of these incredible, talented, beautiful people that all entered my life and that are all in my life still. AJ's in my heart and my soul, but I can always call and pick the phone up, and I can always, and it's almost like, the relationships that were built on that journey were just priceless, I'm just so appreciative of the fact that I got to play your place in the early 6 hours, and I got to play it late night. And I was gone on the road a lot. So, that stage was really for the people that were staying at home and all that. Now, but my goal was to get back out and play for the world. And that's what I wanted to do. But I'm going to tell you something. The most nerve-wracking thing was not Madison Square Garden. It was playing the Bluebird Cafe, because you had to be flat out on. It's a vocal mic. There's not any effects. It's plug in and play like you're back in the 30s in the Mississippi Delta. And that's how we're going to go into the break. But you get to play DJ in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, and you deserve to. We are the birthplace of American music. You are the birthplace of the American songwriter. That's the way I look at it. So it's a good mix. Go to visitmississippi.org, folks. I don't want to forget to tell you that there's a journey waiting for you that you just won't believe. That's right in your out your back door, front door, side door, whatever. It's there, right here. We're with Amy Kirkland. Amy, would you like to hear into the break? I'm going to make it very difficult since you brought it up. Would you like to hear, let's do Freddie Knoblauch or Paul Overstreet?
Oh, yeah. Any Fred Knoblauch song would be delightful.
That's what we're going to do. Let's do Feels Like Mississippi. I say that's what we do. I think it'd be appropriate.
Oh, absolutely. That's the best.
You're in a Mississippi Minute. The great Amy Kirkland, Bluebird Cafe. We'll be right back.
Oh, Matt River, he's a native son. And don't it feel like Mississippi? Don't it feel just like Mississippi? Feels like Mississippi. Just like
Hey folks, it's Steve Azar. My friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap and go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
If a muckety muck wants you to hear what they gotta say, they come here first and sit down with Gallo and JT. This is Ground Zero for all Mississippi muckety mucks. Super Talk Mississippi. Watch your favorite Super Talk shows in HD. Just go to supertalktv.com. Ever wonder what goes on in the studio during the shows? Now you can watch what happens in HD. Super Talk TV, streaming now on supertalktv.com.
The all-new Ace Bolt and Screw is open with new extended hours in Gluckstadt to serve you for not only all of your fastener and power tool needs, but we can now take care of much more. Now open on weekends to be there for you when you need supplies for all your projects. From fertilizer to landscape timbers and pine straw to Spartan mosquito eradicators, we've got you covered. Ace Bolt and Screw of Gluckstadt, now open with extended and weekend hours. Come see us.
The best made-to-order lunch in Northeast Jackson is at 4th and Gold Sports Cafe. The Philly cheesesteak sandwich or wrap, melt-in-your-mouth pulled pork sandwich, and the best burger in the metro. Call 769-208-8283. Once again, 769-208-8283.
Driving a car you hate? Don't stay stuck. It's time to change your luck.
I'm loaning a wee bit of the luck of the Irish to my friends at Ridgeland Mitsubishi to get you into the new vehicle you will love.
That's right. At Ridgeland Mitsubishi, we're on a mission to help you change your luck. Still making payments on your current vehicle?
You're in luck.
Don't have enough for a big down payment?
You're in luck.
New or old, paid off or not, don't stay stuck. Let Ridgeland Mitsubishi get you into the vehicle you really want. Right now, pay just $189 per month on new 2021 Mitsubishi G4s. That's $189 per month. And pay only $299 per month on new 2021 Mitsubishi Outlander Sports. Plus, you can buy with confidence with a 20-year, 250,000-mile powertrain warranty. Bad credit, no credit, it doesn't matter. 100% credit approval is our number one goal. Come change your luck only at Ridgeland Mitsubishi, where nobody walks away because everybody saves. 1860 East County Line Road. Call 896-9600 today or visit RidgelandMitsubishi.com. Remember, you're approved at Ridgeland Mitsubishi.
Mitsubishi G4, stock number 1799. Outlander stock number 1712. $19.99 down, 2.9% for 84 months. See dealer for details with approved credit.
86% of women feel that ring style is the most important factor, so don't settle for some common ring design.
Announcing Juniker Jewelry's engagement and wedding ring bridal show, Friday and Saturday, April 9th and 10th, with 10 times the selection, all in one store.
Whether it's your first engagement ring, you want to upgrade or restyle your diamond in an exciting new ring, come shop over 3,000 engagement ring styles.
We've flown in our top designer with their entire collection.
Maybe it's time to upgrade that diamond. Listen to this. 1.5-carat diamonds from just $5,000.
2-carat diamonds from just $7,500.
And 3-carat diamonds from $15,500.
We even have 12 months interest-free financing for qualified buyers.
Engage, upgrade, or restyle your ring at Juniker's Engagement and Wedding Ring Bridal Show.
Two big days, April 9th and 10th.
Come get the ring you've always dreamed of.
Juniker Jewelry, Mississippi's direct diamond importer. 1485 Highland Colony Parkway in Madison and JunikerJewelry.com.
Hi, I'm Shelby with Two Men in a Truck. Did you know that we aren't your regular moving company? We are equipped to move you across the country or even as easy as across town. Call us today for a free quote at 601-853-9644 or at twomeninatruck.com.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. Secretary of State Michael Watson is coming under fire for comments he made about whether college students should be automatically registered to vote.
So think about all these woke college university students now who will automatically be registered to vote, whether they wanted to or not. Again, if they didn't know to opt out, they're going to be automatically registered to vote. And then they receive this mail-in ballot that they didn't even probably know was coming because they didn't know they registered to vote. You got an uninformed citizen who may not be prepared and ready to vote. Automatically, it's forced on them. Hey, go make a choice. and our country's going to pay for those tuitions.
That interview aired March 26th on WLOX. An Alcorn State student was airlifted to a Jackson hospital after being shot on campus early this morning. That happened around 3 a.m., according to the Vicksburg Daily News. At this time, no motive is known. Students were alerted that the suspect was a black male with dreadlocks. I'm Kelly Bennett.
In response to COVID-19, Pine Grove Behavioral Health and Addiction Services is offering telehealth services. During this time, health and safety are important, which is why they've expanded their offerings to include telehealth services for children, adolescents, and adults. They have outpatient teletherapy sessions available, and Pine Grove also expanded its telehealth services to include its intensive outpatient program drug treatment program. Also, all Pine Grove Evaluation Center services are available via telehealth. Patients may call Pine Grove's National Service Center at 888-574-HOPE or visit pinegrovetreatment.com.
It's easier than ever to hear Supertalk anywhere. Now you can get Supertalk Mississippi on Amazon Alexa devices. Just go to supertalk.fm/Alexa to find out more. For news, politics, sports, and the good things happening in Mississippi, the conversation starts here.
Visit Ridgeland presents the Art, Wine, and Wheels Weekend, April 30th through May 2nd at the Renaissance at Colony Park. Events include Ridgeland Fine Arts Festival, Natchez Trace Century Ride, and a Friday night April 30th kickoff party. Visit artwineandwheels.com. Follow Visit Ridgeland on Facebook. Hashtag Visit MS Responsibly.
Whether you're a rebel, a bulldog, a golden eagle, or just a sports fan, Super Talk Mississippi has got a podcast for you. For you. Sports Talk Mississippi, The Rebel Report, Thunder and Lightning, The Super Talk Eagle Hour, and The Borky Show are all now available for you. And it's all free. Free. Get them all on demand at supertalk.fm and on your smartphone. Just search for Super Talk on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Highway 1 on my way down some fever drill.
I've got Amy Kirkland in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. It's beautiful meets beautiful in every way. Wonderful meets wonderful. Go to visitmississippi.org. There's plenty of wonderful things to do right here in Mississippi. I'm Steve Azar, and you're in a Mississippi Minute. We're rolling down our third segment, and I can't believe Amy's put up with me this long, but let's back up for a second, because April 19th, you got the movie The Bluebird. It's going to be shown and screened at the Grammy Museum, actually, and then Trisha and Karen and Ashley, and not Pam, but Kathy Matea is going to take her place. Four women in the round, the beginning of it all, our very own Trisha Walker. She's my sister. I love her so much. Spent a lot of time with her at Delta State when I moved back. We're both Delta State alums, by the way, Amy, so I wanted to let you know that. So we are we're fighting okras. I don't know if she's ever told you
fighting
that.
Fighting okras.
We are the fighting
okra.
Got
your t-shirt and your mug.
I love it. I love it. Well, so let's talk about the movie and what folks are going to be able to see. Tell me how it all came about.
When Erica Willem took over running the Bluebird a few years back, she's a woman who had worked at the Bluebird as a server, as a bartender, in the office. And she's a very dear friend of mine. And she said that one of the things she wanted to do the most was get a documentary of the Bluebird, you know, just to make sure that it was all on film, you know, that people could learn the stories. And we got very lucky when the ABC Nashville TV show happened. That really elevated our profile, even though the profile was already pretty good. So Erica was sort of telling people along the way, I want to do a documentary of the Bluebird. And some of the people that were on the crew of that television show said they would partner with her. And they interviewed everybody. I don't know how many hours of footage there was to turn it into about a 90-minute film. And everybody was so cooperative, from Garth Brooks to Taylor Swift to Kathy Matea to Vince Gill. All of those people were willing to come back and tell their Bluebird stories or do a song for the movie so that you could get a real feel. It's not like a historical documentary that takes you from day one to current day. It's more done in segments. What kind of effect it has had on the songwriters' lives. It's a beautiful piece of work, even if it's about me and the Bluebird, and of course I'm prejudiced, but I could see that movie over and over again and tear up every time. And the women in the round are very much a part of it because they were so much a part of the growth of the Bluebird. And so I hope people will come out to see it. I know we don't need to be sitting right next to each other unless we've had our vaccination.
Right.
Still wearing our masks. But it's a beautiful piece. And then to maybe get back and come see the show the next night, it's going to be so great.
You know, I just think that's incredible. You know, when I was thinking last night before I went to sleep, and I was looking forward to giving you a call and having you on the show, but one of the last thoughts, before I went down and went into dreamland was Amy filming all of us the whole time? I'm thinking, why wasn't there like GoPros back then? And would you have done it? But when did were people just filming, or was there something going on? Do you have like the original Garth moment, the original Taylor moment? Is any of that in the film?
We do not. We have photos, but not video. We have the stories. In some cases, there may be a little bit of audio tape, but you know how artists are. They want to sound their very best.
Yeah,
so they might not be willing. So it's really more them telling their own version of the story. I took a million pictures back in the day. So we do have that. And we did have the occasional film crew come in from another organization. We did a TV show with the Turner South Network back in the 2000, 2001, that sort of thing. But no, if you're looking for a footage of yourself, you're going to have to look in your own camera.
We're talking to Amy Kirkland, founder of the Bluebird Cafe, Nashville, Tennessee, April 18th and April 19th, Grammy Museum. So it looks like Tricia and Ashley and Kathy, not Pam, and Karen are going to be doing the Women in the Round, the original. That's so cool. And I know Trisha's been bringing them in for years, but this sort of has a different feel to me. First of all, it's at the Grammy Museum, where these girls, these incredible women, deserve to be talented, period. So they deserve to be. But I love the fact that this is just such a, it all come in full circle with your movie. And it's exciting because it's right down the street. So, folks, you can go check that out, and you can go to the event and get tickets. Just go to GrammyMississippiMuseum.org, I'm pretty sure, or Google search it. But I'm pretty sure that's it. It's been a while since I've said that. But anyway, just check that out. And you guys got to head out. This is going to be cool. I'm trying to think of, recently, I was going to tell you. Recently, so this is what you've created. So this is why I love this. I've really reconnected with a lot of my songwriter friends. So Wynn Varble and Mark Allen Springer and James House, who I wrote probably 70, 80 songs with. And it's been during a period when I really needed him in my life. So it was special. Just so many, Anthony Smith, like a brother. I mean, so many great songwriters decided. Don Sampson, Crazy Don, and Moose Brown, you know, Jim. And so they were all here. I did this songwriter festival in March. So we broke the ice on everything, and I was a little concerned, you know, about, okay, we're going to be able to, we were on the farm and we were outside, but it was pretty funny because you'd have loved it because it was drizzling and it got to like 40 degrees and it was outside and the wind was howling, and they were like, I'd bring a heater on the stage, you know, and we were just kind of hanging out and playing three at a time. But you think about it, that doesn't really exist without you. And, you know, so that's, you know, we all talk about you all the time. I know it's all good always, but I just want you to know you do get a lot of love all the time. And I was wondering, like, you know, Mississippi is so, it's such a stage for the world to come in and understand the blues. People from all over the world want to know the stories behind Robert Johnson and B.B. King and Muddy Waters and Albert King, and the list goes on and on. But how international have you become? As far as, you know when somebody is from Germany or when the minute they open their mouth or whatever, but how international has the Bluebird Cafe become, and when did it sort of become that?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. Well, it started with people coming to the Bluebird, and we had a lot of people from Japan, and actually a magazine article in a Japanese magazine. So that was thrilling, and you know, all it takes is something like that to happen, and then it gets bigger and bigger, and more people from that area come. You know, nice to think about Keith Urban having heard of the bluebird in Australia before he came, you know, and thinking, you know, when I get there, I'll want to play that place. And then in more recent years, you know, first we went national and we had some shows down at Disney World and then some shows out in Utah, Sundance, Utah, mm-hmm. and participation in some of these great festivals around the country. And then more recently in Europe, there's a country festival called C2C, Country to Country. Hmm. And event was at the very beginning of COVID last year, and Erica and some of the songwriters were over there and came mighty close to getting trapped, you know, when they right. closed down admission back to this country. But I love that the Bluebird is loved overseas, and that we have a friend from Germany who, you know, comes back and forth and wants to start the German Bluebird Cafe.
Well, I was about to ask you, at what point do you franchise it? And how would you? You know what I mean? I guess, everybody would travel to those places, but
Nashville is a spectacular place for this because you can get a Grammy-winning songwriter to roll out of bed and come down and play, and there's no hotel room and no airplane ticket, right. Not even a per diem. Nobody even has to buy them dinner in order to get them to do it. Not a lot of cities have that. Maybe you could do it in New York, but in New York they don't care about country music.
Yeah.
So you would have to fly in some people, but it really could help create songwriter communities in other cities, because that's part of what you want to do, is you want to open up that world to the songwriter, no matter where they are, and tell them, yes, write a song, sing a song, see how people feel about it.
And we played for 2,000 people, or we played for 300 people, or it doesn't matter. The bottom line is, when you're on that stage and you're doing that in the round sort of thing, it comes up, and it comes up early, and it comes up often. It's just crazy. But that's what you've done, so you're always with us. I mean, always.
Well,
I mean,
I appreciate that very much. It means a lot to hear it, but I just want to say, the Bluebird is about the songwriters. I don't care if I'm famous or if the Bluebird is famous.
We know that.
Except that if that is useful for the songwriter, you know, if that is a gold letter on their resume, if that helps get them in the door somewhere else or helps get them to co-write, that's what we're about, is helping songwriters, not about helping the Bluebird.
Well, and I know
so
that.
I'm
understand
tickled
that.
To hear it. It means a lot. It's coming from you. It really does.
Well, are you kidding me? It comes from all of us. So, what just incredible, incredible. I'm Steve Azar. You're on a Mississippi Minute. Visit Mississippi.org, folks. So many cool things to do right here in our glorious state. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio with the wonderful Amy Kirkland. We'll be right back.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Slight chance of rain today, partly sunny, high near 84. Tonight, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms, low around 63. Your Saturday, a 60% chance of rain, partly sunny, high near 78. Saturday evening, mostly clear, low around 51. And for your Sunday, sunny skies, high near 75. This weather brought to you by No Drip Roofing and Construction. With rain coming, let us show you what the No Drip difference is all about. No Drip Roofing and Construction, online at NoDripMS.com.
Your window tint headquarters at Auto Trim Designs on Highway 80 in Pearl is now also your best source for the lasting protection of Expel paint protection film. Your car is too precious to fail to protect it from bugs, rocks, and road debris. For more info, go to autotrimdesigns.com.
I wish there was a place where we could sample wines before we buy.
There is! Colony Bistro and Wine Bar just opened right next door to Colony Wine Market in Madison. They have 32 wines by the glass, wine flights, and the food is terrific.
Yes! Get your purse, sweetie.
The Spring Seating Spectacular at Mazda of Jackson is going to blow your mind! That's right. Spring is here, and it's time to ditch that old car and upgrade to a new Mazda. We're offering our biggest savings of the year right now, and you don't want to miss it. Right now, get 0% financing or $1,500 off new 2021 Mazda 6s. Plus, get 0% financing on new 2021 Mazda CX-5s, which will save you thousands in finance charges. And Mazda of Jackson will give you your first year of maintenance for free. Worried that you can't get approved because of your past credit issues? Don't be. We are focused on your future, and our credit specialists are standing by to get you approved today. 100% credit approval is our number one goal. Plus, you can buy with confidence with a 20-year, 250,000-mile powertrain warranty from Mazda of Jackson. Bring in your current vehicle. We'll buy it, even if you don't buy a new one from us. So come see all of our amazing deals during our Spring Savings Spectacular, only at Mazda of Jackson, where nobody walks away because everybody saves. Our all-new state-of-the-art facility is located at 5397 I-55 Frontage Road North in Jackson. Call 991-2222 today. MazdaofJackson.com. See dealer for complete details with approved credit on select models.
Play the newly renovated Dancing Rabbit. Golf Magazine's The Augusta You Can Play. In the rolling hills of Mississippi, it's one of the Southeast's most awarded destinations. Dancing Rabbit boasts two critically acclaimed par 72 courses, the Oaks and the Azaleas. With great stay-and-play packages starting at just $143, Dancing Rabbit will quickly become your home away from home. Only at Dancing Rabbit Golf Club, a Pearl River Resort destination, Choctaw, Mississippi. Visit DancingRabbitGolf.com to book your tee time.
Hi, this is Mark Shapley of M.M. Shapley Steakhouse. This past year, we were fortunate to see many new faces and reacquaint with old friends, and I believe I know why. Being from the Mississippi Delta, we learned how to entertain while creating a comfortable home environment, and that's M.M. Shapley's specialty. M.M. Shapley's is your place for award-winning steaks and homemade tamales. M.M. Shapley's, real, authentic, welcoming, fine dining. For reservations, visit mmshapleys.com or call 601-957-8000.
Concerts at Renaissance are back live Saturday, April 24th, starring the Almond Betts Band. With G Love and Special Sauce.
Cooling out with the poor my lady. Got the special sauce. That's so she's my baby.
Taz Niederauer, Cedric Burnside, The Vamps, and more. It's a full day of music presented by Wicked Wheat Brewery for this socially distanced concert. Listen carefully. Tickets are on sale now at ardenland.net. Twilight Concerts at Renaissance are here. From Nuke's Eatery, Renaissance at Colony Park, and First Commercial Bank. Tickets are on sale now. Produced by Ratchet Entertainment Group and Ardenland.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm with Amy Kirkland, founder of the Bluebird Cafe, back in the year that I graduated high school. Exactly. You guys, a trivia question. Not really that big of a deal. But anyway, go to visitmississippi.org. That's more than an anyway. That's a getaway. You'll love it. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. I've got Amy Kirkland. I mean, what you created and the opportunity has just been, it's priceless for us. I can tell you. And also celebrating that honest moment of when we finally figured it out, or God gave it to us, or whatever. We did it so many times wrong that we finally got it right because we were just practicing. You know what I'm saying? Then the co-writing venture, because it was so unusual for all of us. Well, before we came to Nashville, we were alone writing, you know, so having somebody to celebrate success with after so much trying and failures. And I mean, it was just such a triumph, and it was almost like you did the impossible, because it sure felt like impossible for a lot of times. And, you know, we would ride waves as songwriters of, I call it false hope, that you have to have to continue. So right when you think, oh, I guess in the songwriter, I think I wrote something really good. Then I think I have a hold. I got a hold. I think I got a cut. I didn't get a cut. I think I got, you know what I mean? I think I got the first single. I didn't get the single. And I think I have a top 20 hit. I don't, and now I have a number one. I mean, it's this crazy journey. Now, some of our friends that we know just whipped on in and just had their first song recorded at number one, and it's insane. I don't understand it. I think you got to be sort of like Craig Wiseman or somebody that just just plows them out. But man, just incredible. All right, I want to ask you about the equipment. So have you ever changed gear in there?
Yes, we use a little long and slow, but they actually have a brand new sound system getting ready for when we reopen the door.
Oh my goodness.
So that's going to be exciting, although I imagine it's the same old microphones and the same old cords. But at least there's a new soundboard, and we no longer have to put those big, heavy speakers up on stands now. Of course, equipment's gotten better over the last 38 years. So you don't have to you have such a big speaker to have good sound. But yeah, a lot about the Bluebird is the same as it's ever been. It's not state of the art by any means. The carpet is not state of the art, and the tables are a little wobbly, and you know, it might take a little while for the drink to come out from the bar. But the one thing that is always perfect, and I never had anything to do with it, but I could relax about it, is when the music starts, you're going to get taken away by that. I've seen it so many times, and I hope that's the experience with the Grammy Museum show. If people will come in saying, I don't really like country music, or I don't like to hear women sing, or I don't understand what I'm doing here. And then if they give it even a half a second of a chance, they will be carried away like they got hit with a magic stick.
You know, you say the words country music, and that's, I know that that's the basis and behind things, but great songs are great songs. And we've heard country songs be re-recorded all different kinds of ways, because a great song is a great song, and it can capture an audience in any genre. And so, I mean, that's the beauty of it. And anybody that's ever loved music at all, I don't care what genre, if you're jazz junkie, if you're a heavy metal junkie, if you're heavy rock, if you're R&B, if you're whatever, the bottom line is, once you see an honest moment of where a song was born and what the songwriter went through to finally have it, there's nothing more inspiring and invigorating. And so to witness it and to watch the songwriter tell the story that they've told 1,000 times, it's like, oh, and if you've watched them tell it 1,000 times, it's always like hearing it for the first time. Amy Kirkland, I can't thank you enough for spending a Mississippi Minute with me, for spending it in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, for allowing me to say visit mississippi.org when you're in Nashville, Tennessee, because we love you guys so much, but celebrating all we are in Mississippi, and you can go there. I just can't thank you enough. So April 18th, the screening of the movie at the Grammy Museum, go check out. You can go get tickets, folks. Grammy Museum, Grammy Mississippi, Grammy Museum, mississippi.org, I'm pretty sure. And if I'm wrong, Trisha Walker, forgive me, but Google it. You'll get to it. You can buy tickets as easy peasy, lemon squeezy, as they say. And then the show with the women in the round, the originals, minus Pam plus Kathy Mattea. That's like apples and oranges, and they're both beautiful, and they both are incredible. So we'll see you later. Amy, thank you so much, and blessings to you and Bluebird Cafe. Folks, if you've never been, which I can't imagine you hadn't been, but if you haven't, you got to put it on your bucket list. It's the real deal. Amy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. This has been lovely.
Love you, too. Blessings. Bye-bye.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
I'm still trying to find my... Hey, folks, it's Steve Azar. My friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap-and-go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
The news doesn't sleep, and neither do we. Fox News Radio, late breaking, up to the minute, from around the world, around the clock, here on
a Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.